So far.
I think that's good.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
All you know is you need to eat, right?
Yep. I know that I got my optimizer finally last week, and that's the coolest thing since dirt.
Wow. Take that into work.
There's Mr. Kyle Ron.
Are we doing a WebEx tonight as well, Jerry? Because I'll have to pass tonight because my daughter is using the computer for homework.
Oh, well, I'm firing it up, but we'll do what we do along the way here and see what we can get. And,
my wife, she said some car flew into the apartment like 50 miles an hour into the complex.
Uh-huh.
And there was a cop right behind it, and they started going behind our apartment, like underneath our balcony on the grass. It was crazy. I don't know if they got caught or not, but...
Whoa.
Yeah, some freaky. And I mean, like, 10 minutes later, there was a lady with a kid walking in the parking lot. Imagine that.
Man.
At the same time.
Let's hope they caught that guy.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm going to start checking some people out here. Got to get to this thing out. I've just been running too fast. You know, it's so weird. I'll wake up today. I had one meeting scheduled, and I canceled it. And I haven't been off the phone or out of people's houses or been. I probably did 14 presentations today. So you all are doing very well.
Wow.
And it's just, they're coming fast and furious. All right, so, I'm going to send this to, and then we'll be good to go.
Glad to hear you're blessed, Jerry.
Oh, how about you, Steve? Are you being blessed?
I'm being blessed. I'm getting a little bit of the confusion out of the brain, so that's wonderful.
Well, you must have had a lot of it, because it plugged you up good.
Yeah, way, way good.
Well, it's a hot time in the old town tonight, so let's just go with Andre while we got him. And, Andre, what are you guys doing that are... turning people like Reuven into maniacs?
You know, I don't know if we're doing that much. I think it's just the people. I talk to him all the time, and I just, what I did to motivate him, I guess, is I called him, like, almost every day, and I'm like, well, we just got some more people, and we were at this guy's house or somebody's house, and we just had a huge presentation, and people are getting excited about this, and I just kind of got him going, and then he just took off, and he's calling me with people. Tomorrow we're gonna, one of his guys has got like, I don't know, 3 or 4 people over at least already at 8:30 in the morning, so, I mean, it's crazy with this guy. He wants to go, I think, diamond within a year or something, he said, and I think he can do it. I mean, with the pace he's going at.
Well, remember when he first got in, how long it took him to turn the engine over?
Oh, he told me, he's like, at first I thought you were kind of annoying, because I mean, I didn't know much, and it was in the beginning when we joined, and but then he's like, when I met Jerry, finally, you know, you guys got together, because he couldn't make it, you couldn't make it, or something happened, and he's like, that clicked right there, and right away, so he saw it, and I mean, he's finding people every single day. I mean, we got new people signing up, and our whole downline, at least one person a day, on average, and it's pretty good, and I mean, I guess what I'm telling people is, like, if I'm looking for new people, I just, you know, I kind of bring up the business side of it first. And it seems to do a lot better than before we started with the product side. And then we tell them that the product, you know, they speak for themselves. The stuff is amazing, and people are like, really? Okay. I want to sit down and meet with you as soon as possible. And, yeah, with the Russian folks, it's kind of like it was here back in the beginning of the 90s when they started. You know, they invite you right over to their house, or do they come over to your house? No coffee shop, no nothing. So we kind of go straight to their house, and I guess it's a little better that way. That way you can... And see, the way we do our presentations is a little different. Like, when Jerry does it, it's shorter, you know, and then he'd ask questions. But we just put it all out because us Russian people have, you know, a lot of questions that aren't even necessary. So we kind of just put the whole thing out so they don't have any questions at the end. So that's about how we do it. I mean, and it's working real good.
And so give us an example of what you mean by bringing up the business.
I just started recently, you know, coming up, and I'd be like, where do you see yourself? Or I'd meet them, you know, I'd start talking to them, like, how are you doing, and this and that. Somebody in our church that I don't know, because there's a lot of people in our church that I still don't know. And I'd be like, where do you see yourself in the next 3 years, you know? And, well, not anywhere too far, still in the same job, just doing the same thing. I mean, you know, and then you just go, like, well, would you like something a lot better out of your life? And you can do, you can have a lot more time, and then I just kind of tell them about the company that it came from Japan. And the thing that just blows me away every single time I tell somebody is it's the biggest, it was the fastest growing company in the history of Japan, from zero to $1 billion. I mean, if somebody doesn't think that's big, I don't know where they're from, but they're not from here. You know, there is, that alone should tell you a lot, and especially that from just shoe insoles. And when I tell them the same way I'm telling you right now, like, you know, this company is so huge, just from shoe insoles, what do you think? You think it's big? And they're like, well, yeah, it sounds like it's pretty big. Exactly. It's huge. And there's a chance for us to get our hands on it right now. You want to be a part of that? And they're like, okay. It's all in the way you say it to people, too. And, you know, it seems to catch their attention pretty good.
Well, you guys have a group growing everywhere. I'm going to just take a quick roll call and see who's on. Let's see. Melody, are you on? Russell and Michelle, are you on?
We're on.
Both of you?
I'm here in half a... She's half here.
Okay. Then, Chuck and Tracy?
Here. Yep.
Perfect. And Eric and Diana are here. And Andre of Andre and Marina is here. You know, we're going to get pretty frank tonight. Steve's here. And anybody... Marion, are you here?
I sure am.
Okay, great. So we got a pretty good complement of people tonight. And we're going to be learning some things. We're going to get organized. And the reason we're going to get organized is so we can cover the growth, which is getting a little bit out of hand in terms of trying to keep up with the growth. But that's always a good problem. And so I want to start by congratulating Andre and Marina for being about as hot a thing as there is in North America right now. The things that they're doing are just 3 degrees different than many people, and it makes all the difference in the world. Can all of you pick up a conviction in Andre's voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
As if it almost seems like he believes it? Where are you guys going this weekend, Andre?
Portland. We were thinking about going to Portland and Seattle, but I think we're going to have to do next weekend because we had... a few phone calls we made, and we just tell people that we're going to Portland. They're like, well, we got some people over there, so we're going to end up staying there the whole weekend.
And so what do you teach your people to say once you are in a marketplace like that that gets them to come over?
I tell them, don't make the mistake we did. Don't start explaining to them about the whole business right away, because that will just totally turn them off. 100% it will turn them off, because they're like, oh, heard about this before, don't even want to hear it. So we tell them, just like I just said, you know, in the same kind of tone, use the same thing, and it works, and just tell them within like 30 seconds. I mean, do not make it long, whatever it takes, and give, you know, just grab their number, and I guarantee you they're going to get interested pretty much every single time. If you shorten your conversation, that's the key, because, I mean, everybody says that, and I just started using that thing that people are saying, trying it out, and it works awesome. So just do that. Make it as short as possible and as energetic as possible, and like really huge, because it's huge. It's gigantic.
Well, what a lot of people don't do is get to a point where they help people see that they need products. And so how do you help them determine the product package that's best for them?
Well, like today, we were talking to you, we were doing a WebEx in Russian with Marina, and a lot of people will have questions, like this lady said, we got to talk to you about this one, because it was a little, you know, I never ran across this, but she's got something on her back, on top of her spine, it's almost like a bump, it's like some kind of salt or something getting there, and we tell them, most likely, the only thing that's going to help is a wellness home, so that's what you need, and when we get together with people and meetings, I mean, in their house, Dennis Williams, I don't know if a lot of you guys read his website, but his website is awesome. I'm sure Dave's is too, I just haven't read it because my wife got a bunch of information off Dennis's. And he says, when you talk to people, show them the biggest package first and explain to them, and believe me, they won't even want to look at the other ones. Because we ran across this problem already in Minnesota and here. People bought $1,500 package. I mean, $500 package should be out of the question. I don't know if a lot of you guys think that, but I do, because it's not even worth talking about. But because they'll get the $1,500 package, and then they're like, oh man, you should have just told me to stick with the $2,600 package, because I just ended up spending so much more money. And we just usually tell them to go with the wellness home. I mean, you know, everything has got to be perfect, like water, sleep, and air, and nutrition.
One of the things that I noticed today is that Marina is very much a perfectionist, and she really has a vision about what she wants to do in something like a WebEx presentation. Made the determination just about 3 o'clock this afternoon, maybe 2, that she wanted to, she had somebody back in Minnesota that was going to be doing a wellness preview. They're so new, they don't know how, and they called and said, we really like the way you do it. How can we do that? So she called me up and says, can we do a WebEx? And I said, yeah, let's do it. And she worked real hard to try to set that up. But at the last minute, we really got to the point where, did all of you see what it looked like when we expanded the video portion of the WebEx out? You can, if you want, you can get on your WebEx. I sent you the emails now. But when you expand it out to a large size, it really gets grainy. And yet, even with that grainy size and with the problems that we perceived in that their internet wasn't fast enough, so it would freeze up, still, do you think it was a worthwhile adventure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody said it was great. I mean, even because, you know, the camera wasn't that good, but they said it was amazing. I mean, the information was what counts.
And they felt like they were a part of it and that there was some support right in their very living room, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, one girl had, like, 8 people over, and they were, like, amazed, she said. So, and, I mean, it's all the way you tell them, like, what's his name? Jeffrey Combs, he says it's your body language. I mean, it's the way, not how you say, not what you say, but how you say it. The way you say it, if it's enthusiastic, and the way we explain everything, you know, and people are just like, wow, you know. Even at the meeting, when we do a meeting, you got to explain it with, like it's big. Everything about it.
I didn't get the email. Palmer@myneekin.net.
I really have to change that. All right, I'll give you a shot. Hey, go ahead and tell us what it is and how it was set up.
the WebEx or what?
Yeah, because, you see, I think a lot of us, you kind of have to jump in and you go, I don't care if it's bad at first, but what was it like to, what part did you use of it and what would you use differently now that you've ran around and played with it a little bit?
Well, yeah, like the pictures, it'd be nice if we can get them right there on the computer. I have to hold them in front of the camera and just send it free sometimes, and it's like you'd wait for 5 minutes or whatever it is, and then, you know, show the picture. And, but, you know, it's good, but it's just different that you can't tell them, you can't show the people, you know, in real life. So I guess we got to get used to it. But it was good. I mean,
but the picture,
I don't know.
Once we pull this up, if you know, you've missed 3 or 4 weeks of this, but we now have the ability to pull those pictures up real easily, and they're incredibly clear as long as you've got a series set up. And so if you've got the internet rolling or you've got something going on, it comes as good as if you were had it at home. Just a matter of learning how to do that. And the only way to learn how to do this stuff is for people to learn how to do this stuff. Same thing with three-ways we've got around the country. Best thing to do three-ways. And pretty astounding. And Lilia this afternoon, the one who, well, Eric and Diana, you know about Lilia, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's Lilia's story?
Oh, man, that's a... I don't want to say it's a tragedy, but it is a good story. I first introduced Nikan to Lilia, who is Marina's sister, because she cleans our office. And she said something along the lines, oh, I've been in those businesses before, and they never worked for me. And, you know, I don't think it's something I want to really look into. And I said, are you sure? And you know, and she's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, well, who do you know that might be interested, or maybe somebody I could talk to that you know? And we talked with her sister, who she gave me the number for, and 3 days later, I think she was, Marina and Andre had a preview in their house with Jerry White. And Lilia, you know, she didn't sign up, and so Marina signed up first, and now Lilia is really regretting that she didn't, you know, look into it and didn't do it, and she, you know, could have been on top of the pile there, and now she wants to get back into it and do it all over again.
She's back into it like crazy right now. You should see her, Eric.
Yeah, she's so fun to work with, and she called me today, and she's got three of them that she's on the trail of, and so that was really neat to see. Just things popping everywhere, huge product experiences. And by the way, we really need to get some people up there for product experiences on Friday and on Saturday. And just a reminder for all of you, Friday and Saturday are going to be big days for the Dave Johnson event up at his house, for the event the next day with Dr. Jackson at the expo here in Spokane. And we just, I would say of all the people, Chuck and Tracy, you had Dr. Jackson down there. What would you say in terms of... his presentation, do you think it would be a good one for a prospect to go to?
Definitely.
And what kind of prospect would you take to a Dr. Jackson presentation?
Anyone from house cleaner to a physician.
So it's a pretty cool one. And so you can well imagine at Dave Johnson's house, doing a wellness preview in the evening with Dr. Jackson and his wife, pretty special time, and it doesn't cost anything. So then the next day we've got that expo, and we really need some people up there who are telling the stories that you're telling tonight, the kinds of things that are going on. Sandy, are you on tonight?
What's that?
Yeah, I'm checking to see if Sandy's on tonight. Sandy's starting to see a lot of business rolling back in Michigan. She signed up the guy who is the most, who started the idea of 3-on-3 basketball. Anybody ever hear that in Spokane?
Yeah.
And all over the Midwest, this guy runs 3-on-3 basketball. His nickname is Gus Macker, and so Steve is just absolutely astounded, and she went back and did the presentation all by herself, so I'm very pleased with that. She's got some people that keep calling me, and they say, you know what, she left a sleep system here, and it's been doing amazing things across the board. So that's pretty cool. One other point, and that is, Andre and Marina, you are now planning to go to Portland. Where else were you going to go, Seattle?
No, actually, we're planning to go gold next month or this month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's better than going to Seattle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And now you've got one silver already. Have you earmarked the other two?
Yeah, Reuven and my dad, out of all people. Not my father-in-law. He's a silver already. But my dad is going like crazy.
And what is it that he saw?
My check.
And this one's going to be even better, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And now we also have a couple people that really have been impacted by what you guys are doing, and that's Eric and Diana. And what I'd like to do is to just get a perspective. They've got an immense amount of responsibility in life and a lot of things that can get in the way. What is your perspective on a group that will run even without you?
Are you talking to Andre and Marina here?
No, Eric.
Yeah, Marina, I want to get your perspective here in a second, too. But Eric and what's it like to have a group that runs, even when you're in the midst of all the technical things you have to do in life, it just runs. What's that like?
Oh, hang on a sec. He's
just talk.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard the Dennis Williams CD where he says, during the time when he was, he had his heart attack, nobody else would have sold cars for him. But during that time, this kind of an industry made such a big difference in his life that he would have had to work for 57 more years to make the money he did when he wasn't working for 3 months.
37.
I think that's just his regular wellness preview.
Yeah, that's his regular wellness preview, Jerry. That's called a Nikan wellness preview. He talks about it. That's what a lot of people told me. They're like, what? How much money was he making then?
Yeah, that's a bunch, isn't it? Jerry? Yeah. Dennis is...
it's also on Simply Speaking.
He's got his webinar now that you can go 24/7, and he has the same thing. He shows his check, and then he says he couldn't work, and then he tells about he'd have to work 37 more years. Yeah. Yeah, to make the same that he made in that three-month period that many years. That's profound, and you know, it really is very important that get to a point. It just is what it is. Has anybody ever lamented the fact that baseball players make too much money? They go, hey, that sucks. That's no fair. And do you know why baseball players make that much money?
Because they can hit the ball 2 times out of 10.
Yeah. And that's what the job pays. You know, if you do things that pay that kind of money, you get paid that kind of money. If you don't do things that pay that kind of money, you don't do things that pay that kind of money. So when we trip over it sometimes, even though Eric and Diana, you guys have been painted in a corner, you know, in terms of time availability, it's unbelievable, especially at the life experience stage you guys are, what you've had to do. Does it shock you that thing can produce even when you're not there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's almost overwhelming how much Marina and Andre's group is going, and we've never even really been a part of that and helped them with anything. You know, we were brand new and didn't really know anything, and next thing we know, they've blown up right behind us. And it's pretty crazy seeing what they're doing, and we hope that someday we'll find those other people like them that'll get us farther, but we're always looking.
Good. Now, Marina, you even said the very same thing today, and that was that I can't remember what you said. So tell me about what your day was like.
It's like always crazy. Jerry even called me stubborn today, so for everybody's knowledge. Because I think that things should be perfect and smooth, but apparently they're not. We couldn't get our WebEx working today, but today I was doing a presentation with Minnesota, California, Spokane, and all the Russian community that could possibly jump on the call. I think we sent, like, I don't know, 40 emails. And all the people that got on the WebEx, it was pretty crappy because it was only first time, but I know we can improve a lot of things on it, and we already talked to Jerry about it. We're going to work on it. But the main thing was they could keep some stuff with the chill picture. We could just get it really close to the camera. They could see what we were talking about. And there were a couple of new people, and we did the call, and it lasted like a little bit over an hour and a half, but we went in detail about some things. And people said, oh, my gosh, it just really opened up some things because we went only there twice. In California, we've never been ever. So it's been really, really good. A lot of people even called me. They're like, Marina, you should do this more often because, you know, you guys doing presentation, like where you've done hundreds of them here. We're doing almost every day a presentation in somebody's house or in our house. Somebody's always getting people together. But it's so much easier when you get, like, on WebEx and once. So I think it's going to save us a lot of time, and it's not going to be a tech thing.
Hey, Jerry, I got to take off for a minute, but I want to say something. One of the ladies in Minnesota, Dennis Williams, was there, and they met him, and she came up and they said he was like their dad. He came up and gave them a hug and stuff, and they were like, and when they said that, you know, I know 100% everybody was just like, wow, this is amazing. I just talked to this guy. He's in Quickstar, been in there for 7 years. Biggest check was like $4,500 or something. And he said he went on a cruise and he saw a guy that makes about $100,000 a month. He's like, yeah, I saw this guy, and I'm like, we have one that lives right here that makes $400,000. You can go over there. He can give you a hug. So it was, yeah, it was really, and these people, you could just tell, they're just so excited about it that, you know, they meet great people like that.
Because they help other people.
Yeah, and, you know, that's somebody that's not even their downline.
Well, you guys certainly have begun the process of stupid amounts of momentum. And so I would like to open up some questions by other people to see if the other people on the call, if you have some sense of there may be an awareness that you could pick up or whatever, just go ahead and throw a couple questions out.
I guess my question is, I'm working with a gentleman who's in the Hispanic community, and I was with him this weekend, and he got really excited. So we're just starting this, even Vision, he hasn't even signed up yet. What would be the steps? What would you say to get him excited like the Russian community is excited?
Probably not that people know about it. And, you know, he'd be one of the first ones, probably. I think it is. I mean, I don't know how many Hispanic people there are, but I don't think there's that many.
Don't ever be afraid also to show everything you've got, be a little bit more detailed. I think I've noticed that in our community, because if you share a little bit, just 2 minutes, I think it's okay, but you've got to get their interest somehow. If you know that they're in pain, talk a little bit more about what they have, but don't talk directly to them, because we ran into some people in the beginning that were like, fine, you know, but then if you talk to a third party, talk about general stuff that's going on around and how it can help people and how a lot of people have been helped and a money opportunity. Just go straight to the point. Do not go around. Don't say how cool this whole thing is. We usually talk about our experience, and we talk about how we got with Nikan. Then we say how Jerry explained us what Nikan was. We usually say some heavy facts. everything about the product and about the business, always how they can make it. And a lot of people see it crystal clear, like, okay, we're running with it right away. Because don't wait until they're burned out and they don't want to hear a second time. Use the time you have available.
And you need to get on track with somebody who's this hot. That brings up a really important point that we're going to work on diligently now, is how can we take people who are this hot and put them in a position where others can access that enthusiasm and that momentum and that heat without deflecting them from the efforts that they're doing to build their own group. And more or less, it's going to be looking into the window from the outside. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing with this launch strategy, is to have predictable places where each of you can watch other teams in action, as you can watch this thing develop. And finally, it's taken me forever to get my fingers around this, but it's an understanding that if we have pre-scheduled events, and now WebEx events, they're very important. Now, for all of you who are working on the WebEx, I find little things every week that make it more fundamentally usable. For those of you who are looking at the screen for video, if you find that it's always on the for video option, all of those always will remain small. Now, if you go to the first, and so you have a single frame option, and you click on that, then you can now take the single frame option and blow it up to the larger sizes. What I'm finding is that the full screen won't click, but the one next to it, it's called Unlock the Video Panel. If you're in single frame and you go to that frame, then it'll enlarge on the left-hand side. You got two options there. You can click on the corner and drag it to a larger size, or there's a magnifying glass that'll let you zoom, and you can zoom to whatever size you want. Now, what we found when Marina was doing her presentation was that if you do full screen, it's so large and grainy that it can be almost a distraction because it's so grainy. But if you run it at maybe half screen, in this case it would be 400%, then it's much less grainy, it's easily seen. But let's say I go up to this and click, 200%. That's pretty clear, and you can move it actually over the top of the other one if you'd like. So you see a much clearer picture, bigger picture of what's going on, and then you can still operate, for example, your pointers and those kinds of things that we're going to be using in the WebEx format. And so, as you all see, I'm doing on this WebEx where I've now activated the pointer. Andre and Marina were really not on our call for a number of weeks. They were always doing wellness previews, and I guess you got to forgive people for doing that.
Sorry.
What did you learn by actually, do you think you came a long way in a short time by actually having to do one?
What was that again?
You feel like you came a long way in a short time by actually having to do one?
Yeah, I was.
You mean like, we got it down quicker if we had to do them?
Right.
Yeah,
a lot quicker. Then my dad, like, he started going to wellness previews with us too, and Marina's sister, she's like calling us, please invite me to every single preview you guys are going to. Lilia.
Yeah. So as you incorporate these things and you let people use them, so...
You can pre-record them, right, Jerry? You send them to email. People can watch them anytime they want to.
Yes.
That's awesome. I don't have to do presentations three times a day where people can just watch this one.
And Chuck and Tracy, you guys had to run with this. It took a little while to get up and running. But once you actually put your hands on it and started manipulating it, what did that, did it start to open up the vistas and possibilities to you?
When we did Jackson?
Yeah.
It sure did. It would have been really great to have had my Canton on. Then we now have that figured out, so next time it'll even have that. But this is awesome.
And so we really, let's say, for example, we chose one day a week during a given time frame to do a training. Was that a cat?
That's Maxton.
Oh, okay. Well, one day where we did a training and we went through these phases. Now, have all of you gotten Michelle's write-up? Michelle, are you with
Michelle? Marion has not.
Okay, because Michelle, we've got to change Marion's website or email. Are you on with us, Michelle? Russell must be like sacrificing cattle or something every time he gets on here. He always puts it on mute.
My app is perfect.
So, Russell, when you're done sacrificing cow there, see if you can find Michelle for us.
We still have one cow that we haven't taken care of yet. And Michelle's on the
other line. On the other line?
No.
Okay, I kind of heard you in the background there. So, Marion's new email is?
Palmer@myneeken.net.
And Chuck and Tracy, were you getting yours?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Marion and I were going through this a couple of days ago, and we...
Marion.
And who was it else? Was it on this call that we were talking about putting the BQQs in there?
Yes.
Has anybody tried that? I've had a chance to do it on four of them now, and really, really, it's kind of cool. So watch my little bouncing ball here. Right in, there we go. Remember we asked what's your perfect day, and then what's missing today that keeps you from living that lifestyle. The next point in there, we're putting in a basic qualifying question that says, we could show you clearly how together we can accomplish getting you to that kind of a lifestyle. Be ready to start today. And you can see how that would really kind of do the close before. Russell, you've listened to that philosophy of developing the basic qualifying question. Do you have one that you would like to slip in there or that makes sense to throw in there, just to give us an idea of how they're configured?
Well, I like the way you just stated that one, if we can clearly show you how to reach the lifestyle you'd like to live. Be willing to start now.
Okay, then what we do is we go into showing how that lifestyle could live. Now, we go through and... Michelle, did you pick up that change? So if we put the heads up of a BQQ or something on that we'll go in there, and would that be understandable if everybody knew what a BQQ was, or should we put basic qualifying questions?
Put qualifying questions.
Okay. Then the next one is down here at the end of silver, at the silver factory and the 30 ABCs per month. There was another close we were doing in there. Can anybody remember what that was?
No.
All right, how about this one? If we go over to the coffee shop, between the coffee shop and the wellness preview, what close are we using there?
CD and DVD.
Good, yeah. We got those going in there. And then there's another little piece that we talked about last week that we were going to consider doing, and I actually have thrown it in there because I do it all.
Three-way?
You lost your audio, Jerry.
You only got audio?
No, it's back now.
My God.
All of you have experienced being in a coffee shop. And at the end of the coffee shop, most of our prospects are pretty up, aren't they? Melody, yes. Even you had some that were, at the end of the coffee shop, we were pretty sure they were pretty spry people, right?
That's right.
But by the time they would get all the way over to number four, sometimes they would be easy. It took forever to get them through the process, or they cooled off, and we had a little difficult time tying this thing down. So what if we could say at the end of the coffee shop, basically, if you're like someone else or anyone else, you probably want to see this work on someone, or you want to find somebody that it would be interesting to. Can you all see why I might ask that question there?
Yeah.
And we are more likely at times to get a couple of nonchalant referrals at the coffee shop or right at the end of it than we would after they've signed up. Tracy, do you see that? Could you say that there were people that were in your pipeline that actually would have given you names easier after the coffee shop than they would after they signed up?
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to have to try that because, yeah, I'm not getting them after they sign up.
Why do you think that's true?
Sorry?
Why do you think that may be true?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you?
Does anybody else have any ideas on why it might be easier for somebody who's not in yet to give you a referral than somebody who is?
Because if one fire is right underneath them, then they'll be afraid to lose them because if somebody is already interested underneath and wants to buy something or wants to lose them, they want to get in it.
Okay, so if I can paraphrase, you were saying that if they already see that it's interesting to somebody else, then they more likely would like to get in?
Yeah.
Hey, Marion, what were you saying?
Well, once they've signed the dotted line, they have a business, and they're afraid to talk to their friends because they think they're afraid their friends are going to think they're coming after them. But if you do it first, they don't have that attachment yet.
And who else has any, I think that's a great point. Anybody else have any ideas on why it's easier to be?
Yeah. This is Russ. I think when you talk to them about doing it as a test drive, then they start thinking, oh, yeah, let's see what Joe thinks and see what Mary says. Maybe it's easier that way.
So have you all noticed that I used to use this analogy when I was talking to people. That was that if I was to take the average prospect and ask them to go out and try to enhance the development of their business, even just passing out CDs, and they had to say a couple of lines to a prospect and then give them a CD, would they be more likely or less likely to do that if I said the promise of this is that you could make $80,000 a month after 5 years? But on the other side of it, we could say, I'll give you $8 for every one of these you can pass out. Can you see a mental difference between them building for themselves and them building for somebody else? Which do you think most people would do? Diana, which one of those seems easier? Are you with us, Diana?
Oh, I am now. Sorry.
Which one of those do you think would be easier to most people? If I said, I'll give you $8 a CD to hand out to other people, and you just kind of keep coming back, and we'll keep doing the same thing. Or say, this could earn you $80,000 a month, but you have to do the work out front.
Starting out, I would definitely say the $8 a CD. But if for people who are looking into long-term goals and actually want to can foresee this being something that would give them everything that they need to provide for themselves, then the $80,000 a month.
But way more people would do the $8 a month thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? What are people most afraid of?
Failure.
Failure or, in this business, what are people afraid of?
Rejection.
Okay, now, if you were to be a person who was giving out CDs for $8 a piece, and somebody rejects you, what would people say? If you were, or what would you say to the person rejecting you usually?
You would just go to a different one.
Yeah, mostly what you would say is, you want to know something crazy? See that guy over there? He's giving me $8 a piece to put these out there in the world. And they're assuming that everybody they talk to would go, well, I'd do that too. Can you tell that guy to give me a few and I can give them out for $8? You see, there is not a sense of rejection because it wasn't your idea, it was somebody else's. But if you're trying to help somebody see how they can work together with you on a team and grow and develop something, then it's your idea and you can be rejected. Steve, do you see any logic in that?
Actually.
So here's something that we've been able to find out about finding these people when they are, if you look over here, I put the A, B, C, D up, down in a row here. If I can get somebody to give us that real simple input, I would like to see if this could work on my mom's neck. We go down here to the mom. Let me borrow you for just a second because we were working on your daughter and we were talking about putting something together and bringing some stuff into North America and doing that kind of stuff. Can we try your neck? Well, yeah, sure. Gee, look at how that worked on my neck. And then you, do you know somebody else? Because we really need to show her how this stuff will work. And then do you know somebody else? Marion, was it with you? No, it wasn't. It was with Jan. I was showing that you could have two different categories to this. Because when I was talking with Dave Johnson this weekend, we had a little... And we did a little training for some other people that were in NECAN. And he said a very interesting thing. And a lot of times Dave says stuff that most of us wouldn't really pick up on. Instead of saying, who do you know that needs these products, and starting down that sense of it looks like some kind of a sales organization we're building, what do you suppose Dave might say at that very same moment?
Most compassionate, caring person you know.
Yep, that's the kind of stuff he says. And he said, who do you know that's really sharp? So if you're at that same point, you get to the end of the coffee shop, somebody says, this has been really fascinating, I'd like more information. And somebody said to you, who do you know who's got a bad knee so we can watch this work? Or somebody said, who do you know that's really sharp? What happens in the mind of the person that you're asking, who do you know?
They're trying to get somebody out of them and says, I can be a good one too. Why are you not asking me?
That's good. That's good. And then can you all see that it leads down a completely and totally different path with just the same simple change in the words we use? Because if you say, who do you know that's really sharp, you're implying, let's go to work and get this to tens of thousands of people across North America. That's a totally different thing than saying, let's go find out if this works on somebody's knee. And that was a huge aha for me because I was really the one that I get these nonchalant referrals over here based on people's owies and have to work around a long process to work them out of the concept that we're doing sales. Why not say, who do you know who's really sharp that we can go talk to? That seems
can owies come a lot, but we've met a lot of owies.
Yeah. Anybody else want to throw one in here?
Hey, with Jerry?
Yeah.
Even with all that you said, but as you're talking to this person at a coffee shop and they still go, you know, I wonder if this will work on my mom's neck, you still got to go down that path.
That's right. We got either path we can go down, but the deal is more likely we might say, If you say, do you know somebody who's really sharp, and they say, well, not right now, but, you know, I'd really like to do this work on my mom's neck, you got a fallback position.
Right. Yeah, and they're bringing it up, not us.
Yeah, exactly. Now, these little closing points are what I think Russell was talking about and why he put Michelle into slavery bondage and made her type all this stuff up. No, actually, Michelle did this on her own. I really appreciate it. It was terrific that she would do that. And what Russell was saying was, what are those key places where we can not only ourselves kind of look for the clothes, but also teach the people that we bring in any can to do that. There was one other point, and then I'm going to pass it off to Russell and Michelle because they worked with Jan this weekend. I think had some pretty good ahas during that time frame as well. And that's what Jan said to me today, and it's just something that really stuck to me. She said, when I try to explain something to someone, she says, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of stuck on this, but really, you asked me what you could use. And she said, I know that everybody could use the wellness home. So let's start from there, and you tell me which parts you don't need. Instead of trying to build up from the bottom into what parts they do need, she starts and says, okay, this just makes total sense to both of us that you need the whole thing. So you tell me at this point in your life which parts you don't need. Isn't that kind of a good way to close it? So, Russell and Michelle, what were the things that you got in, and I'll ask this question kind of independently, one of each of you, but Michelle, are you on now?
We're on meeting. Ask again.
Yeah, Michelle, what were some of the things that you picked up from having Jan down there this weekend? Now, what Jan did was go down and give a presentation. I think it was on 21 Club, wasn't it, Michelle?
On 21 Club and how to close the 21 Club and then a wellness preview.
What were some of the highlights or things that you kind of were thought-provoking that moved you in any way from her experience there?
Imagery needs to happen in our room more often. We need to find some more team builders that are in that atmosphere. And the other thing is, like you were saying about the wellness home, you know, ask them what they want and let them choose from the wellness home so it's not put back on you of what they didn't buy. And be right up front with the wellness home and just go for it.
That's exactly what we heard Andre talking about tonight, too, is just be right up front with it. And
this is what we have to offer. You choose what you want of it, but in order to have the whole effect from it, this is what you need. You know, the part that you choose to leave out is your choice.
What difference did her enthusiasm make in the room when she was there?
I think it was a big... Just a different presentation is always really nice. It's just a totally different outlook on, you know, the way we've been taught and to keep things simple and, you know, keep it simple.
Okay. And a lot of hers is basically just on enthusiasm. It's not trying to be quality of presentation or specific points covered. It's just... She tries to ramp the energy up so high that you can't avoid it. It hits
right,
like a freight train.
Right, it's not fishy, and it's not, you know, out of line, but it's exciting, and it's, you know, the people go for it because it's exciting.
And, Russell, I think you were the one that she called back in terms of patching together a Hispanic point, and somebody was talking about that tonight, so how did that work?
Well, we haven't done it yet, but the idea, I think, is super. And the idea was that Kenny, one of our downline, is interested in talking with a Hispanic gentleman, and he's not sure how to break that language barrier to introduce it to this gentleman. And Mike had a prospect that's come now to three presentations and has not joined yet, that's Hispanic and bilingual. And Jan's idea was let Mike's guy help do the presentation to Kenny's guy that knows nothing. And in the process of him translating and bringing up the points and the benefits, he will sell himself as well at the same time.
Now, I'm going to pump that back to Andre and Marina, and again back to Chuck and Tracy. When you're in a position where you really have to stand up there and present, Andre, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Give your perspective on what happened when you had to present at Dave Johnson's house, or actually even just translate.
You know, I have to, when you're translating, I'm sure not a lot of people have to do that, but you have to think about every single word because, if you're just translating for, like, when I translated for my dad or somebody at an appointment, that's one thing. But when you're in front of a bunch of people and you're getting taped on the video camera, you better do a good job, well, at least halfway. And so you think about every single word, and when I did that, I mean, I just like imprinted, like got stamped in my brain all the information. I mean, it was the same stuff I heard, 10 times on a CD, they say, but when it was like translating, it was a totally different effect, and it was crazy. So, I don't know, that's how I got it.
And the same thing, Chuck and Tracy, when you guys have had to pull off your own trainings, when you've had to do your own research into it, can you feel there's this totally different involvement that you get?
I'm not sure what you're going there with, Jerry.
Well, what I'm saying is that if you brought in a group of people, let's say six, and all of those people, you were always teaching them, and you allowed them to bring people to the table, but you always taught, would they grow faster, learn more, and get a deeper perspective of Nican if you put them up and had them teach each other?
Have them teach each other, definitely.
And so here, for the first time, and I think it's brilliant, is where they're suggesting, why not teach before you're even in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree, and I mean, like, us, you know, we don't call you that often to do wellness previews, do we, Jay?
No.
And yeah, when you do it, you're...
I loved what Marina was doing this afternoon where she was going, who the heck is that? And it was somebody in Spokane that signed up in your group.
Yeah.
I have all those numbers for you, so let me get those to you after the call.
But, I mean, because we're doing our wellness previews on our own, and the people are like, right now, see, with the Russian-speaking people, they're like, well, yeah, American people, they've been doing it forever, this and that. But then when they saw us doing it and succeeding in it, they're like, you know, this is not that hard. And they start realizing totally, they're looking at it totally different way. And, you know, and especially young people, it doesn't matter if they're American or Russian, they're looking at us. And, I mean, I got some American guys already in them, too. And they're like, you know, what the heck? You guys are 25 years old and you guys are doing good. Real good, and you know, they're like, we can do this. This is nothing. So if you do a lot, like if you get it quicker and just do it right away, just try it yourself. Try it a few times. Yeah, you're gonna have mistakes, but that will already show people that you tried, and they're gonna be like, you know, this is not even that hard. So they're gonna want to do it a lot more. Like it'll get them a lot more motivated than if you bring somebody to do the meeting, I think.
So I wanted to leave you all with that one thought tonight, and that is, what if every prospect that you worked with and worked through on the process, you started with the assumption that they were so good as a prospect that they would, within a week, start to do their own presentations? they were so good that they would jump in and they would be able to help you organize the development of a local area. They were so good that they could figure out how to enter themselves, and that's no-brainer, they could do that. What happens in people's minds if you treat them like that is they assume that that's something they can do. And in fact, if you start to think about them like that from the very beginning when you start to prospect them, none of them feel like they're being sold anything, but they're feeling like they're being asked a question or asked to help. And there's a very different perspective they go through this when you have them being asked to help than there ever is if they're being I sat down with this young couple tonight for Jan. She said, I'm really frustrated. They want to launch. They want to get after it. They've been working their tails off. And once they get people to a presentation, they get through the coffee shop or the wellness preview, and it seems to fall flat. What are we doing that's not making this work? So I sat down before with them, and I went through the follow-up or the level four meeting just far enough to find out what they wanted. And we did the what they wanted in terms of what's your business look like now that you're 2 years down the road? And what city would you be in? How many people would be on the stage, and where are you going to be with that? And so we really worked that up. They wanted to be in Nashville. They wanted to have 400 people, and they wanted to be on the stage, and they wanted to do all those things. And then we said, okay, how many silvers are you going to have? How many golds are you going to have in order to do that? And we began to build it backwards from that and say, okay, now what's in it for those goals? What are they going to learn through this process of growing with you to that point? You can call them up on the stage, and you can ask them to tell their story. You can put them in a position to say, how did you start your own area? And let's start thinking about that when we talk to our prospects in terms of they're going to be somebody who's going to assist you in the process of developing a major distribution network. Wolfgang did it when he said to people, in these six parts of Germany, I'm looking for people that will be something like my vice president. Each of them will have to have three people that specifically that they work with on an ongoing basis, at least three in that geographical area. And all of them are going to be paid exceptionally well, but you're going to need to operate as a vice president and operate fully in your own territory. When you ask people to do stuff like that, they'll do it. But if you say, gee, I don't know when we're going to start, I'm not sure how much you'll get paid, you really don't have to put much into it. It'll probably work on its own. We don't really know what you're going to do. You want to join us? It doesn't seem really real. So it's that process of saying, come on in and I want you to be prepared to teach this segment next week. They'll get a whole different perspective of it. Any last comments or questions? Don't forget this Friday and Saturday here in Spokane and Chuck and Tracy. Let's get involved with some WebExes and start working back and forth together as a group, as a team. Maybe what we should do is throw out a schedule. What time would be good for, well, let's see, I'm looking through the list here. Could everybody do a 5:30 event on one day on a WebEx where we do a one-hour presentation on WebEx?
Depends on what day.
Yeah. 5:30 is good for me.
All right. How about a 5:30 on, let's say, a Wednesday?
That's good. Okay. And is there going to be a wellness preview or just a WebEx with our group here?
Well, it's going to be a wellness preview presentation on WebEx with different people from our group doing segments of the wellness preview.
Can we call other people on it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that would make a difference. So if we had a 5:30, especially if you've got some back east people,
yeah.
Let's try putting together a... we can go to pathfinders.biz and get the wellness preview format. And as we put that wellness preview format together, let's do three this week and three next week. Who wants to volunteer to be part of the first one?
Now, I want to get this straight. This is something we're going to be able to invite people to, is that right?
Yes.
And so how do they know,
what we're going to do, here's, thank you for bringing up that clarification. What we'll do is I will schedule that ahead of time, may even do it right after our call tonight.
Okay.
I'll send each one of you a copy of that. And rather than the way I've been doing this, which is really haphazard and crappy, if I schedule a WebEx to start at 15 minutes to a half an hour before we want to actually have people on there, then what I do is I schedule that now and send you out an email now.
Good.
And you can send it out to people in advance, and you can actually put Evites on it and so forth. We'll be starting to learn how to use Evites. And that means that you can invite people to be on it ahead of time, and they'll have it in their email box, and they can click on it and join it at the time that it's scheduled to start. Does that make sense?
Would you send us an Evite so we can forward it to people?
Yeah, I will check out how to do an Evite and then go that way. And then invite people to that. And let's just go by... let's go Russell, Marion, and Melody this first time around, and then we'll catch up with the others on the back end, because Chuck and Tracy have done one, and Andre and Marina have done one, and Eric and, you guys haven't done one. But that's just where we'll start. You guys up for that?
Now, by doing one, I don't have the camera, and I...
Okay, let me do it this way, Marion, and I think everybody will feel a little less trepidation if I do this.
Okay.
If we're going to run it, there are about 12 pages on the Pathfinder presentation.
Okay.
If there are 12 and we have three people presenting, I'll give the first four pages to the first person. That's going to be Ferguson's. Michelle, you up for that? Either Michelle or Russell, whoever's going to have that time, or both. And then, Marion, if I gave you the next four pages, and you could really just kind of polish your way up through that, and Melody, I gave you the last four pages.
And are you going to move the pages, or we have to be in charge of that? What are we participating in?
Well, at this point, I could move those pages for you, or I can pass you the ball to do that. Would you like to do a preparatory...
On our issue, you would have to move the pages for us.
You would assume that's true?
Yes.
Well, watch this.
If you move the pages, we could do it on the phone line. But for as far as us being able to move the pages, if you give us... access to do that.
Michelle, I want you to go to the upper portion with your own little cursor there and click on Andre and Marina above the in the tabs on the top of the page.
Jerry, I'm not on there, though.
I have listed your group up there.
Okay, we're on that.
I don't see that, Jerry. I see participants. Chat and video. Where do I need to be?
Go to the left.
Middle, Miriam.
Go to the left above main screen whiteboard that I have there.
Okay, Andre and Marina.
Okay, now with Andre and Marina, Michelle, can you click on that?
We have.
Okay, for some reason you don't have control. I've given you control, but for some reason it's not giving you control, and I'm not sure why. So I'm going to do this. I'll take control back for a second, and I'm going to go ahead and open up another screen here. This is whiteboard, and I'm going to go to this point on whiteboard, and I'm going to show you a couple things. Can you see how I'm pointing to the letter T? Right there?
I see the red thing, but I don't see a T.
There is no T above that under whiteboard.
I see the T.
Now, I'm going to move it over, and there should be a diagonal line. Does anybody see that above the red dot?
I see it.
Now, I'm going to move it over, and there should be a square above that. Does anybody see that?
Yeah.
What page are you on?
I'm on the main screen. There should be a blank board or blank page. Can everybody see a dot moving around that blank page?
Yes.
Now, on that blank page, if I bring the dot straight up from here and continue to go up, can you see the letter T right above where that is right now?
To the left of your dot.
In my case, it looks like I'm directly below it. So if it's to the left, that's a surprise to me.
That's the text tool?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Marion, if I go over to the next little slot there, is that red dot below the slash?
No, you're way to the right of the slash on my screen.
Okay. If I go over here now, do you see a box?
Yes, you're way to the right of it, but I've got a box.
How about if I do this right now, do you see it being fairly close to the marker?
It's still to the right of it, but I see the marker.
Okay, now if I move it right there, can you see a box with a color in it?
Let me look here. I've got a box that says color. You're just too... Right now, you're underneath the next one.
Which is an eraser.
Eraser.
Does that look similar to an eraser?
Right.
How many of you see that I'm underneath the eraser when I do this?
I see it. Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, because in my representation right now, it's actually under the marker. That's how far to the left it represents.
Marker.
Okay. Now,
I think that's an eraser. It almost looks like a pencil.
Yeah, okay, pencil, marker, whatever that thing is. All right, now, I'm going to try to pass this back to, oh, looks like Russell and Michelle dropped off.
No, we're still here. Or I am.
Yeah, unfortunately, your internet connection must have broken down. So, Marion Palmer.
Jerry, which actual page are you on? Are you still on Andre and Marina's or to the left on the
actually,
right?
I'm on a blank whiteboard page.
Okay, and that's like under share and file over on the left side to select that?
No, if you see share and file over on the left-hand side, go to across to the right. It should say quick start and info. Do you see those folder headings?
Yes.
What's next?
Andre and Marina.
Then what's next?
Process flow.
And then what's next?
Whiteboard. That's a selection you've got, whiteboard there?
That's correct. And below that whiteboard, there should be a series of icons, right? And the icons are going to represent an arrow, a T, a slash, a box. You see that?
Right. Okay.
Okay, those are functional icons that you can write on the whiteboard with. Now that Marion has control, Marion, would you see if you can use any of those tools?
Hey, look at that! Hey, everybody!
Now, you see, what Marion's doing is kind of interesting because whatever she drew doesn't show up until she clicks on the next phase, so it's a little bit delayed. All right, Melody, you ready? Are you still with us? Melody, you now have control. You may now take the whiteboard. I think she's off now, too.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Chuck and Tracy, you now have control.
All right, thank you.
So embellish on this magnificent photo. Oh, you're erasing Mr. Guy with the crooked eye.
It had a black eye. I thought it was...
And now you're in document one. Now you're in your inbox for your Outlooks. There you go. There's...
Jody.
Yeah, there we go. So what I would do is, let's see, I've got a... we could go up into here and do the...
just start our preview here right now.
Right. Right off of the Niken story preview from Niken. Just one.
Is that a good-looking dog?
That is a fine-looking dog. But the dog stole your hat.
She did. She grew a mustache, too.
Okay, so now you can go to full screen, and you can click from page to page. Marion, are you feeling more comfortable with how to do this now?
I love the practice. I don't know. Go to my desktop and see if it...
All right, so here's Chuck. Can you see down in the right-hand corner where you got a small toolbar?
Yes.
Go to the curvy arrow next to that orange and blue dot.
The curvy arrow?
The one just to the right of the dot, or just to the right of the planet of the circle there.
Okay.
Click on that, and it brings it back to this. Now, well, I'm going to transfer to Marion Control. All right, Marion, you can open up your desktop. Do you remember how to do it? Are you still with me, Marion? Now everybody else got thrown out of the WebEx. Marion got thrown off of the call.
Wow. That would slow things down.
Yeah.
They're dropping like flies.
Chuck and Tracy, while you're here, go to the video screen and see if you can get the skills to increase the size of the picture.
Yeah, we've done that.
Here's what I know, and I'm not sure why this is true.
Wrong, like the 200.
Okay, good. But for some reason now, the full view and full screen one clicks, and it immediately goes up and back from that. But for most of the time today, that didn't happen. And I guess maybe it won't work after you've called up that secondary one. So,
on the video, when I click on the video, I can pull up both screens, the small one and the one that I drug away.
Yes. That's because you went to that split screen thing that's called undock the video panel.
Right.
Now, what's interesting is if it won't work there, you got to come back and click on the picture, and then it'll work. So just these little details are helpful when you get in the middle of a heated presentation and you want to make it do various things, but you can't. So who do I have who has control now? Apparently Marion might have dropped off. Nope. You know what? I've given her control, but apparently she was unable to take it because I'm still able to do... Well, let me see. No, Marion has control. But I can click here as being the host, I can change the control anytime I want to.
There you go.
Okay, Steve, you learn anything?
I'm watching.
Okay. All right, well, let's close it out with that. Oh, Marion's back. No, wait, she's not. She's, I don't know. Marion, we'll pray for you. And we'll see you all next week.
Hey, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
What are we doing Wednesday?
So Wednesday, you're going to have other people on the call, but we still get to go on it and review it, or what?
Yeah, it's just going to be an open call. And we're just going to watch how people do.
Okay. Cool.
That's Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific.
We're looking for the email.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry.